I'm Gretchen Bailey with Optometry Times, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Jill Woods. And Jill is head of clinical research for the Center for Ocular Research and Education, or CORE, and she is lead author on a new paper that has just come out talking about contact lens wear in children. So Jill, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to be here, Gretchen.
So this paper is telling us that contact lens wear is a safe option in younger kids. And I know we've talked about that a lot in the contact lens aspect of the industry, but now you have some data to back that up. Can you tell me a little bit about the study and what you found?
Yes, absolutely. So this study, the primarily aimed at looking at myopia control and testing the MiSight lens. And it was initially set up to be a 3-year study and got extended to 6 years. So it's great that we now have the 6 years. It makes it the longest pediatric contact lens study ever. And it gives us great data. And there's a lot of the MiSight myopia control data there. But my paper and manuscript was really looking at the safety aspect with the children. So we started, I think we saw our first child participant in February 2013.
Oh, wow.
And we saw the last one in February 2020, which was really good timing because then, of course, we all shut down in March 2020. So I would have hated to be the site that held up the final data analysis on this important study. But yes, we were one of four sites actually in this study, and we enrolled the most participants. So it was a great pivotal study to be involved in. Children were recruited from age 8 to 12 at the beginning. And as I said, we followed them for 6 years in total. my manuscript that you referred to really focuses on that safety piece. So in any clinical trial, we are assessing the subjects very closely, and this trial was no different. We saw them very frequently in the first 6 months of the study. We were teaching them to handle the lens, and we saw them regularly. After 6 months, we saw them every 6 months after that. And each of those visits involved a careful slit lamp examination, both with the lens on and then with the lens off. So we were looking at the usual things that you'd look at in practice, limbal hyperemia, conjunctival hyperemia, corneal integrity, corneal staining, tarsal redness, tarsal roughness, the usual realm of things, as well as, you know, the vision and other pieces to do with the trial. So what we found, I think what was sort of some of the take-home messages from this study is that the slit lamp assessments that we conducted at the beginning were really no different to those slit lamp assessments that we were seeing after 6 years of full-time contact lens wear. So that's a big message, I think, for practitioners to understand there was really no long-term impact of contact lens wear. And these children were wearing them full time. They were wearing them for 13 hours a day, more than 6 days a week. So that really is full time. Can't get too much more than that. We required them to wear the lenses for 10 hours a day, 6 days a week to get the myopia control impact, but they went beyond that. I think they really enjoyed the option of wearing contact lenses. So that was good.
So you had 144 children.
Yes.
And because you were studying Cooper Vision's MiSight myopia control contact lens, that helped you get those. I mean, you had your built-in kids right there. You didn't have to start a new study to take a look at safety. And I guess my big question is, were you assessing if the children themselves were handling and caring for the lenses? Because I know sometimes parents get involved with application removal and hygiene. So how did that play out in this study?
Right, and that's a great point. We spent, we were anticipating spending a lot of time teaching the children how to handle them. We wanted them to be independent, particularly at removal the lenses.
Right.
If they're out at school in the day, they've got to be confident and capable of removing those lenses for safety reasons. So no one was allowed to leave unless they could remove the lenses independently. We did allow a little bit of assistance from parent of applying the lens to the eye. But to be honest, children are very good at picking this up. They have no fear. A couple of times, you know, we had to really slow them down. It was like, yeah, I can get that in. It's like, whoa, stop. You know, we'll get that hand back in a minute and just think about it. And slow is good. Slow is good. But they have very little fear. And the handling wasn't really an issue. And we had all sorts of ethnicities and eye shapes and, you know, narrow palpebral apertures, big eyes, big fingers, small fingers. And it wasn't an issue.
So let's talk about any adverse effects. Did any kids show any trouble? Did you see any MK? Did you see any trouble with kids applying them or conjunctival problems with kids thinking that they had the lens in the eye, but they actually didn't? All the concerns that people usually have about kids wearing contact lenses.
Yes, and I think there's some important messages in that data that we picked up. So we were, as I say, looking at everything when the child came in every 6 months, and the investigators on the study were instructed to report anything as an adverse event. So I think when you're comparing across different research studies and the data, it's important to know how those events are classified. Now, there are going to be adverse events in any study of this length of time. And children are children, whether they wear contact lenses or not. So you're going to get appendicitis, you're going to get a broken arm, you're going to get this, that, and the other. So the manuscript focuses on the ocular adverse events. So when we look at the patients that we had and the participants that we had in this study, they add up to 653 contact lens wearing years, which is a big number.
Absolutely.
And in that time, we had 40 ocular adverse events. Only 22 of those were identified as being contact lens related. So, you know, you're going to get a conjunctivitis here, there, where the family have them. But everything was reported, and, you know, some of them were related to the contact lens, some of them were not. We had no serious contact lens related adverse events. And that's always the big worry. We had no MK, nothing of that serious sight threatening nature. We did have one serious ocular adverse event, which was related to a herpes zoster infection that was not regarded as being contact lens related.
Right.
And if we look at the kind of contact lens related ocular adverse events, they were nothing that a regular practitioner can't manage themselves. We had conjunctival hemorrhage, we had redness, we had an itchy eye, we had an allergic response, we reported headaches as an adverse response, even blurry vision was recorded as an adverse response if that was a presenting symptom. So we did try and capture every possible thing that wasn't normal as an adverse response, and we ended up with just 22 contact lens related ones.
That's a great number.
It's very low. Yes, we were expecting it to be much higher.
Absolutely. Yeah. So do you think that the results of this study will be more reassuring to practitioners or to parents?
Both, I think. When you think of this size group of children, we had 92 finish, and this number of years, you know, you might expect a little bit more of the itchy eye, sore eye coming in, but really 22 is a very small number. And the type of adverse event totally manageable. So I think that should give practitioners confidence in fitting this age group. As I said, they were as young as 8 when they started this study. It's manageable. Children want to wear contact lenses, not just for myopia control. Let's not forget the hyperopes out there. They might love to ditch their specs for sports or any other reason.
Right.
So, you know, the results impact much wider than just myopia control, but it does inform the options and the risks around myopia control options as well for the parents of the myopic children. So parents can glean information from this study, but it also gives a good basis for a conversation for practitioners to have with the parents.
Do you anticipate sharing results of this study with consumer parent outlets such as like a parent magazine or pediatrician groups, or just trying to get the word out to parents as opposed to simply practitioners?
That's probably a good idea. It's something we haven't thought of at CORE. Obviously, the study was sponsored by CooperVision, and they have a lot of avenues to get messaging out. They've got the Bright Starts program and various things. So there may be some value in doing that and sharing the data. As you say, it's the parent that makes the decision for these children, whether it's myopia control or for any other reason that they're thinking of contact lenses. So the more information they can have, the better.
Absolutely. And if you had to offer a takeaway or two to practitioners about this study, what would you say to them?
I would say that the results are very encouraging. A lot of practitioners won't consider fitting contact lenses to anybody sort of under the teens years, and maybe even 13, 14 might be a bit young for them. But I would encourage them and say it's quite easy to fit children. They're very receptive. They're very good at listening and learning. So the safety around their handling, they generally do as they're told. Now, I do recognize for other people, maybe not for the parent, but for other people. But I recognize that the cohort we had in this study was, there was, you know, some parental supervision at that age, obviously, you know, a reminder to wash your hands. And we had a little handout sheet as a reminder. And every time we saw them, we asked them to answer some safety questions. You know, should you wash your hands before you take your contact lenses out? Is that true or false? You know, should you swim in your contact lenses? Is that true or false? Because we, you know, we gave them a lot of instruction at the beginning and a lot of reinforcement on the safe way to wear contact lenses. Don't wear them to swim. Do wash your hands before you put them in. Do wash your hands before you take them out. That kind of thing. So I think the take home is it's not to be worried about fitting children. The response was as good or better than adults.
I think that is a very good take home message. Kids are as good or better than adults with caring for their lenses. That's good to remember. Well, Jill, thank you very much for talking with me today. It was a pleasure to see you. And thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Gretchen.